Getting current daf Masechtas Yevamos daf Kuf Vav. We begin them, and I'll begin to master. Begin with the Gemara. Biti Amudi, my daughter, stand. Which Lashon Shapir Shpukunch, according to the interpretation Rashi, says that Amudi V'Cholzila means stand up and do Chalitza to him. Mash Mashal Tzorachem Yidalachul. It sounds like you have to stand to do Chalitza. It says that B'Shem Alekatchil, but maybe initially that's required. But V'Lemitz Lach, it's definitely not invalidated if you know. And can preach Lelik brings one Davkov Gimel Manalab. Kabbeh Beinomin Ben Yishu Ben Muta. That it helps if you're standing or sitting or leaning. Obviously, one does not have to be standing. So you could say I'm a shata anibach. He only gets his wages that he deserves. Well, Taisa said, that's specifically like in such a case. Shal the begadol is asking for a lot. The mokum shein lokin al devamud. We generally only take a little. He's going to bring the cabbage and the damaskin for the sick person. Daily lischachay only gets his wages because he's charging an exorbitant amount when it's undeserved. Where they charge a large amount, and that's the actual charge. Oh, I was just fooling around with you. And even if he didn't expend anything from that thing, should the bail of Sacha, where he's charging him, he would have to pay him. It says the name of Sacha. Says Tais of Adam and Balaam says this. It says in Bamin Tzidav Elam Megillam Elav. Amar Rabbi says Kegurin of Schayder, like Rav Schayder. Who do you have to go ahead and he teaches you one Mishnah? You have to mourn for him. Like Rav Schayder Dasman that explained to Zuma Listerin, which is a special spoon that takes off the froth from the dish. Which Pirush, in other words, that means to say Shehida. Anybody say Mishnah Achaz that he illuminated my eye just in that one Mishnah. Says Tais is Rabba Garsasim. The Gears the text has to be Rabba. Abba Rabba Hayitamidimovik was actually his permanent student, like it sounds like over here, Rabbi says the name Rabbi Schleicho, but come and talk it many times in Shas. But since it's Iba Istigrasi, Hasim Rabbi, but some have the text actually that it's Rabbi. So I'm not saying Vishnu Mitzik says, Dachim, what it means to say is a fellow Asbin and El Azuma Lishim Abad, that even had he only explained to me that one Mishnah, and have the Kurela, but would have to hear from, but you're right, it's not like they only told me the one thing. Next, it's Mata being with the words, the Gemara, Lefikr, therefore, increasing it, Chalitza, so you can't write to get of Chalitza, unless if you recognize, because we're concerned that which Pirush we're going to Rashi explains. The Chashim were concerned to me the Bez Nachem because the later court might make a mistake. If you say Ubala across the oven, they're going to marry up, although the first court never knew who the oven is. If you say Moab Bez Narishan, they're going to align the first Bez. If you're going to say, wait a second, my holds the Bez Narishan, then why do we let the first courts do a Chalitz up Bishim and they don't recognize it as the oven Nibama? The Nechers, let it be concerned. Dim Isis Hadi, maybe they're going to bring witnesses, Shachaz Bez Nachem, they did Chalitz in the court. Vyasmuch Bez Nachem, and the last court is going to rely on them, Yisrul Lashuk, Bala Kar, and they can marry off to the market without recognition to let him marry if she wants to. So it says, Bishon, what you can say is, no, the aid main meeting lachat sign. Witnesses don't do halfway job of testimony, meaning Bishalom, they're going to ask them in Makirim Bez Nadishin. Did the first court recognize them? The Kulahai Vade lachashim, we're not so concerned that they're not going to ask him that question. So they're going to ask him and not concerned about running into this problem. The next says, Master Bigman Zigmav, Rabbi the Deom, Bechulu, Rabbi, his own Pshah, he says, Balechashin the Bez Nadishin, they were not concerned for the error of the court. Which, Pirish, what does that mean? Shemato Bezn Harish. We're not concerned that maybe the first court's going to make a mistake. Again, it's Lashita Sai, how he explains that they have to do it with knowing who they are, so that they could record automatically, because we're not concerned the first court's going to make a mistake, but also they knew without recognizing who they are. That's Kach Pirish, because that's what Rashi explains. But the question of the text is difficult, because the Ein Pirish Bezn Tayin Shavah, then the interpretation of the court's making a mistake is not the same of these two opinions in the Gemara. Because the Chashin LeBezn Tayin, the Rav Sechar, when Rav Sechar talks about the court making a mistake, kind of Bezn Achan, it's the later court. But the Chashin LeBezn Tayin, the Rav, when Rav says we're not concerned about that mistake, kind of Bezn Achan, it's the first court. But Kushli, definitely, additionally, it's difficult to read. Dom Perikish Neich, the Gemara says, Babastav, Kaflam, the Kaflam, the Chesma base. I'm going to have Dimi, he says, Hilchasad, Allah is like Chashin LeBezn Tayin. We're not concerned for the courts making a mistake. Baruch, and the Gemara says, Maishma, the Rav, what's the Rav, the Rav, he says, Ein Chotz, and Kemakin, you can't do Chalitz unless if they recognize, because the Chashin LeBezn Tayin, Mechulu, that because we are concerned that for the courts making a mistake. Alma b'dirav gersin, but one thing is that we see that by the rub of the text is cheshin lebesentayin. We are concerned for the courts making a mistake. We're not like we're saying that our different maskot tais is beloy cheshin lebesentayin. That's what the Gemara is asking. You're saying we're not concerned. I rub it says we are concerned. So rather than the read, it seems to the read from all these questions, Kagir Sisvam Yisham, like the text of the old Svam, the Garsi, that actually their text, B'drav Schayr, is Leichashin. But the Rav the Girsi is actually Chasin, this is what the Gemara is saying. First word, Rav Schayr. When Rav Schayr says, Leichashin, Bez Ntar, we're not concerned for the court's making a mistake, meaning Shemiyit and Bez Acher and Lasi Al De Chalitza, that we're not concerned that the later court's going to make a mistake to marry off through Chalitza. Because she eat the Chalitza of a little bit Keira, meaning that they're going to testify bechalitza without recognizing, because the kulei lechishin, they're not concerned so much for them to make such a mistake. Eliyachzor alim im hekidu bez narishin. They're rather going to go and ask them, did was it that the first courts knew about or not who they are? But then the gears of the rabbis of Rava held they ain't chotzim mekemekian. No, you can't do chalitza unless he recognizes who they are. Why shema yitu bez nachrin lahasiel de edim? Because he was. We are concerned that maybe the later court is going to make a mistake to marry them off through the testimony. The yomer they're going to say shalosikim makar. They're going to say, oh, they probably did it without recognizing. Meaning, they would have done it only if they recognized who they are. So they would then not going to. Meaning, Rava holds that we're concerned that they're not going to verify if they knew who they were or not. So now it makes sense. Chashin lechashin, both of them is going on the second courts, and that's actually what they disagree about. Would they make a mistake to permit her without asking or not? Problem is, Tais asks on the opinion of Rava, who says that that you can't do chalitza unless you recognize who they are. Picture of Rabbi Yehuda. In the time of Tzev, the chalitza in the Ishi, you can do chalitza, will not be shemakina, so even though you don't recognize her. Tikshul Rav Mishmei de Nafshe. You can ask on Rava, who says over here that you don't do chalitza in such a situation. But the answer is no, but the Tzev might be a deraisa. The Tzev is talking about biblical law. That yeah, you could do chalitza even if you don't recognize who they are. But here they are. I'm talking about rabbinical, and that's where Rav holds that we would be concerned and that would be forbidden.